As the saying goes, the dog is man's best friend. Now scientists have set out to prove it. Researchers say it's well known that humans have specific brain regions for the processing of other human faces, but it's been unclear how dogs' brains process human faces until now. We sent our reporter David Taylor to sniff out this intriguing tale.
It's dusk in Sydney's inner west. Walking through the park, above there are noisy birds in the trees and ahead, plenty of people exercising on the grass and others socialising. And there are plenty of dogs, lots of different breeds chasing balls and playing with their owners. Catherine Field is among them. She works hard as a stay-at-home mum and a part-time GP. She says her dog is very good at picking up facial expressions, which is important, she adds, because she has two small children that play with their pet.
Actually, no, I do trust him, and he knows to leave the toys alone, and whereas he used to chew toys like crazy, but now he knows what's his and what are the babies or the toddlers, so he's good.
I assume if your day gets a bit rough, or you know, you find yourself very busy or even feeling a bit sad, do your dogs read that and help you to cope with that?
Yeah, we once had a cleaner who had all these terrible stories to tell us, but Monty would go and sit with her and cuddle up to her and make her feel better.
Scientists want to know more about the cues dogs pick up from human facial expressions. Specifically, they're keen to know if dogs can recognise their owner's emotional state using visual facial cues. Researchers in this latest study from the neurobiology department at the University of Mexico trained seven domestic dogs to remain awake, still, and unrestrained inside an MRI scanner. Different human facial expressions were then shown to the dogs. So what did they find? Central Queensland University animal behaviourist Bradley Smith explains.
In this case, they presented facial expressions and worked out that basically the same areas of the brain triggered in dogs as it does with humans in terms of reading and understanding facial cues.
That capability, says Dr. Smith, has been put to the test in his latest study and highlights the uniqueness of canines.
Dogs can actually follow their own and also humans.
Tom and Julie Grimshaw are another pair of dog owners in the park. They lost their poodle just before Christmas, but their schnauzer is still full of life. They say their dogs do pick up on subtle changes in their body language, but say some breeds are better than it than others.
Like if you stand there with your hands on your hips and you've sort of got this grumpy look on your face, he will put his head down like if he knows he's done something wrong. My poodle, on the other hand, whether he'd done it or not, he would feel responsible. So the poodle just had a higher level of responsibility in general.
On the question of whether dogs or cats are better as pets, scientists say they're keen to put it to the test, but they don't like their chances of being able to scan a cat in an MRI machine.
David Taylor reporting.